Hey there, welcome to Wellness Wednesday. We're gonna continue our bone health discussion this week, and I'm gonna talk to you about two nutrients today, just because they work so well together, it just makes a lot of sense. So vitamin D, that's on topic. So you may or may not know that vitamin D is a really important nutrient for bone health. It helps support calcium absorption and bone mineralization. So important to get that in. I feel like we talk about vitamin D a lot, actually. Of course, it's got a wide variety of health benefits like magnesium does. We talked about that last week. And so does vitamin D. It's so important to make sure that we're getting enough of it. Vitamin K works synergistically with D. So you want to keep both of these nutrients on your radar. The best way to get your D is through the sun. You know, it's limited in foods. So the sun is really how we're going to meet our requirement. Of course, the amount of sun is important as well. You really don't need a lot. It's going to depend on your skin. So make sure you research that and know what is the right amount for you to, you know, get your vitamin D requirement through the sun daily. We want to look at that daily. And, you know, you can get some D from foods like fatty fish and butter and eggs. But really, you know, there's few foods. That's a tongue twister. There's few foods with vitamin D. So you really want to consider getting it elsewhere. So don't forget your veggies. These are important because you're getting vitamin K along with them. Many are deficient in D, despite the fact that the sun is abundant. But you know, we use a lot of sunscreen, and people avoid the sun because they're worried about the sun damage for good reason. So especially during the winter months, we've got lots of people that are deficient in D. Supplementation is often necessary. So be sure to get one that has K2 in it. And of course, it's ideal for you to get your blood vitamin D tested before you supplement, because that way you have a better idea of what the dosing should be. So I highly recommend that you do that frequently, at least once a year, and make sure you're getting proper vitamin D intake in order to keep your bones nice and healthy. Next week, we'll discuss one last nutrient that is very helpful to support healthy bones. Until then, see you guys later.